T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
It's like they're going to snap it before the end of the quarter. Saiyan fires on the fade, and it's a touchdown to Cardale Tate for the second time today.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan, where it's always important to learn. Right now, to help us with that, we bring in Carter Freeman.
Let's learn.
For the Campus Connection, and I want to start with this. There's a lot to talk about, including who gets to pick the next LSU coach. But I want to start with what Corey has been asking people. Great question. What are the three most coveted jobs in college football?
So if every job was open, what are the first three that would be filled is what you're asking?
And here's the thing, too. I guess this also comes down to, because when Broadus answered this, he was talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in general, I'm like, what? Overall in the history, and I guess let's now bring it to the last 30 years or so, what do you look at as like that's the place you want to be? And Broadus went through and was like, you want to be now with NIL money, you obviously want to be in a place where you're getting money spent. That and there are a lot of ones that can freely do that. But if you guys were going to take a job, just you can come up with whatever it was. And when you're a fan, when you're looking around, what are the three you're like, I want to be there?
I think the three that first come to mind for me, because I saw this on the run sheet and I was just running through all the jobs in my head, was it's Texas, Notre Dame, and Ohio State.
I think are the three.
Ohio State has made everybody's list.
Yeah.
Every single person's list. Why?
It's the most recession-proof job in the country. When was the last time Ohio State was bad? It was 2011 when they were sanctioned to hell from Tattoo Gate and they didn't have a full-time head coach.
Yeah.
Outside of that, ever since, we'll just go turn of the century, right? Since 2000, they have the second most national titles. They win 10 plus games every single season. It's really hard for them to just not be good. They are a factory to the level that Alabama was, but Alabama had lean years there in the, you know, middle of the 2000s.
And Alabama, like, that was Saban's world. And so I wonder sometimes if you want to be, like, now you're compared to Saban for the rest of your life. But
yeah,
even still, like, the factory that it is and has been, Texas has popped up 75% of the time. Notre Dame has not popped up as much as I expected. And we can talk about Texas in a minute, but Notre Dame is one that I would put on my list just because history. I think like the just what it's been over its time, people want to go walk those halls and be there.
Yeah, and I think that now with Marcus Freeman and what you've seen, and you can make fun of Brian Kelly, and he deserves a lot of it, but they won a lot with him there in a way that they had not in the previous decade before he got to South Bend.
Right.
It's a place where you can win. You set your own schedule. You do still play those top-tier teams. I mean, this year they played at Miami. They played Texas A&M, right? They're still, you get to choose who you want to play, and you get all the money, right? Like, you get that deal with NBC where you get to spend that however you want. And you have all the control, all the power to kind of just forge your own path. They're the only school that's really like that. And they have the history. They have the, I mean, when you think of traditions in college, you just immediately go to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's when I think, you know, non-Americans think of college football. Notre Dame's probably the school they first think of, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good point.
Even if they're not good, I think about Notre Dame whenever I think of college football, just in general. Because of what they've, you know, Rudy, like the branding, it's a brand, and they did a great job at marketing it back in the day, and it's lived with me since. Now, Texas, Kevin, you threw Texas in on yours, I believe.
I did not.
You said Georgia, Bama, and Ohio State.
Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia were the ones, but I think Texas would be four.
Okay, why does Texas get that?
Fertile recruiting ground. You have all the best players right in your backyard.
And a lot of money.
And that's probably the biggest selling point, is they have it's either them or Ohio State, and A&M's close, but I think Texas has the highest athletics budget in the country.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, 1, 2, and 3, those three schools I just mentioned, they are like far and away ahead of everybody else. Texas is still the school that a lot of kids in the state want to play for, no matter if they're good or if they're bad.
Big state.
LSU has that a little bit going for them too, where like, if you're a kid from Louisiana, you don't want to play for Brian Kelly. You want to play for LSU.
That's right.
So, like, that school is so important to that state. That's a selling point for that job. But Texas, you just the pedigree, the brand, the history, it's always gone in their favor, to the point where you've had TCU pop up, you've had Baylor pop up, have those big years. Texas is still going to always have a better class than you. And now with NIL and the way that they've done a good job of spending their money and building their team, I think they're always going to be up there. I think even ahead of an Alabama and ahead of a Georgia.
And so I hear that for sure. Does it ever surprise you that that remains the case? As like, let's just look at recent memory. Georgia has won multiple national titles. Alabama, multiple national titles. Same with Ohio State. Texas has won one national title in the last 50 years.
It's true.
50. And so does it surprise you that that level of prestige carries through, or is it similar to the Notre Dame thing where you have to go back to the 80s to find those national championships coming in left
and right? Yeah, it's 88, I think Notre Dame's last one.
That is correct.
Where they beat West Virginia in their bowl game. That would be really weird if West Virginia had a national championship.
If you didn't like this system or the system before, trust us, it used to be way worse. But I think you're spot on. It is a brand. And much like people get upset about the Cowboys being a brand without actually winning, I know Texas is at least actually around the rim, as Jerry likes to say.
Lately.
But yeah, lately. But they don't win it. They've won one time in the last 50 years. And that's why I'm surprised they still carry that same level of cachet as some of these other teams that have just been national championship factories. But they do.
They do. And yeah, they've built that image up for a long, long time. And it's still, it's the biggest. I mean, we talk about high school football a lot on the station. We have the best high school football in the country here.
And it's not particularly close.
And you're the biggest brand in that state.
So that I can see also why that's alluring for fans. Coaches, though, that's alluring for them too, is to carry that brand, like to be leader, ambassadors. Well,
because
you'll
get
brand.
Lots of attention. Like this. This isn't just about this game, but take a look at, they're hosting Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is higher ranked by a good amount. Mm-hmm. Texas has needed smoke, mirrors, and miracles to win their last two games, and yet Texas is a decisive favorite in that game.
And
part of it's because of the brand.
No offense to Texas fans, but I don't think DKR has one of the greatest home field advantages in the sport.
They don't.
For having 100,000 people that can fit in there, it doesn't sound at times like Georgia does, or like Florida, or maybe
Washington,
some of these other schools. But the other thing too is, we mentioned Notre Dame's had some lean years. Texas, the whole last, all the 2010s, they were pretty underwhelming, but you come in, you get all the resources, and you can build that back, right? Like, if you're that coach that is the one to lead them back to prominence, as we've seen Sark do, as we've seen Marcus Freeman do at Notre Dame, like, you are just immediately, because of the brand, because of the school you're at, you are front and center of everything, which is why we've heard the rumors about Sark potentially wanting to leave to the NFL. Like, that's, it's another thing where, like, you're just going to be at the forefront. We've seen Marcus Freeman rumored for LSU, for Florida, like all these other jobs. Like, you just, you become a legend at that place, and it can push you on to even bigger things maybe down the road.
Food-wise, best places to coach?
LSU.
Okay.
I don't think there's a debate, honestly.
When I went to Terry Black, well, the morning show might. When I went to Terry Black's in Austin, I thought it was freaking amazing.
You know, we have one here in Dallas.
I do. Now,
so SMU.
I want to stick in Texas for just a second. Have you been fascinated? I know this is like kind of a different tier, but have you been fascinated by Tarleton State?
Yeah, dude. They're number two at the FCS level.
And they are 9-0.
Yes.
And I know this is the NIL era, but man, Tarleton State is a fascinating story to me.
On Fan University a couple weeks ago, we had Todd Whitten, head coach of the Texans, on. You can watch that interview on our 105 Through the Fan YouTube channel. And he talked about how he was head coach at Tarleton State in the 90s when they were going from NAIA, non-scholarship, to Division II. They got kicked out of their NAIA conference that they were in because they were too good. They won it too much, so their conference kicked them out, so they had to move up. So he's been with them from that transition to now, transition from D2 to FCS, and they've been so good in the portal at that level. And Todd Whitten is such a staple at that school that he's kept it together during this transition. And yeah, now they're 9-0. Last I checked, they'd won every one of their games except for one by double digits, and that one was against Army when they beat an FBS team to start the season. So it's a phenomenal story. They're one of the best teams in the state, and I know it's not FBS or it's not, you know, the highest level of competition, but at their level, they are awesome. And the only team
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jeans shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Better than them is North Dakota State right now, who North Dakota State is the Alabama of the FCS level, right? So it is an awesome story. It's been really fun to follow.
Now, I want to talk some more about LSU. We've talked about LSU a couple times, like kind of being in the mix for top three, though it sounds like Ohio State, Texas are the absolute locks. And then third, some people have some different thoughts. But I see where he's going with this. But the Louisiana governor was talking about who's going to be the next LSU head coach. Now, you're going to hear something in there that's probably going to get a lot of people's attention. But I think the rest of what he's saying is very valid. He goes, there's a pattern. This guy here now, Woodward, that is their AD, that wrote the contract costs A&M $77 million. Now we have to pick up $53 million liability. We're not doing that again. And you know what? I believe we're going to find a great coach. Maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. But the idea that the AD for LSU would get to pick another coach when like the last two coaches he snagged are currently being paid $130 million in buyouts is kind of weird.
It is. And that's one of the, this whole saga with Jeff Landry, the Louisiana governor, and their board of regents and whatever is part of the reason why I wouldn't put LSU in my top three most desirable jobs right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if LSU had a standing president, which they don't right now, and their board of regents is guys and gals appointed by the governor, there's just so much flux with the leadership. And again, who's picking the head coach? Who are you answering to? That was something with Texas for a long time where it was like, okay, are you coaching the football team or are you really just here to appease all of the boosters and the donors and stuff? And every school has to do that. But Texas for a long time, that was at the forefront. Charlie Strong with the guy who came after him. I can't think of his name right. Tom Herman. And so Texas has kind of figured that out where they've gotten a lot of their ducks in a row. LSU does not have that right now. And it makes sense. Yeah, you don't want the guy who's giving out all these crazy coaching contracts to bring in someone else that'll then cost the university all this money later down the line. But why would I want to go somewhere like that when there's so much else involved that all the resources are great? The recruiting's great because kids want to play for the school, not for you. You just have that built in. But there's so much other stuff going on right now that LSU has to figure out that I'd be a little hesitant to immediately be like, okay, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that also when... I understand he does have the two biggest payouts on his ledger right now. When you sign those deals with those guys, when you make those offers to them, you do believe that they're going to be there coaching well for a while.
Sure.
Like
I'll tell you, many an A&M fan that was like, good, we got Jimbo locked
up. I can't wait to pay this payout. You're thinking, man, I'm never going to have to pay this thing. And then it happens. So that is a weird place to be. And he's had some success right in the past at Washington doing what he was doing. Didn't he have Ty Willingham? He got Chris Peterson up there.
Is this Scott Woodward was the AD up there before?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't personally aware of that. But yeah, look, what have you done for me lately?
I think he hired Sark too.
Okay, well, that one didn't work out. But Chris Peterson one absolutely did. But what have you done for me lately? You've given out two contracts that have cost over $100 million for these guys to not coach.
Well,
I wonder if he was friends with them and was like, I'm going to get you guys paid. Don't worry about it.
Well, then if he got 10% and he loses his job, maybe he'll be okay. I don't know. Well, another option is Coach O. Ed Orgeron said he would love to return to LSU as the head coach. I bet he would.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that, right?
I mean, I do because I love Coach O, and there's no one that embodies the state of Louisiana more than Ed Orgeron. And he's been linked to Ed Orgeron really wants to coach again. I think some school is going to hire him, whether that's LSU. That's not going to happen.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, exactly. Oregon State is another one. So you get Orgeron State, which I would absolutely love.
Oh, okay. I'm back in.
But he'll
accusations be damned.
I think he'll get a job somewhere, just not at probably an SEC or a Big Ten school.
Okay.
And another guy who's not going to take the Penn State job at the very least, Matt Rhule, right? He just signed a contract extension maybe an hour ago to stay at Nebraska.
And what's funny? It's an extension, and he was already signed through 2030.
That's what you got to do.
And now he's signed through 2032.
And he didn't even get a pay raise out of it. Well, it's just CFP incentives are what was added, but it raised his buyout, so it'd be really hard for him to leave.
$15 million. Now, to go along with that, as long as we're talking about business moves, did you see the city of Pasadena and the Rose Bowl have filed a lawsuit against UCLA saying the school is trying to move from the Rose Bowl to SoFi Stadium?
So that people would actually go to their games and actually be able to see them?
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl is awesome. It's no other sport in the U.S. at least has a place like the Rose Bowl that is so... you know, just associated with it and a certain time of the year. And I think that's really cool. It's also in a neighborhood and it is about 30 miles away from UCLA's campus. And it is not easy to get to if you're a Bruins fan to go watch them lose by 50 points to Indiana, right? Against teams from the Midwest. So it makes sense that UCLA would want to leave, find a better place for them. But colleges playing at NFL stadiums is just so lifeless. It's just such a shame that neither side has really been able to, I don't know, work with each other to make something more appeasable. But the Rose Bowl's in the middle of a neighborhood. It's really hard to, do anything about that.
Now,
you don't like roses? Is that what you're saying?
I thought you were going to say something else. I want to talk about the NCAA made a smart move. because I'm going to go to Pittsburgh's coach. Pat Narduzzi was talking about gambling and being allowed to gamble on professional sports. He said, it's absolutely one of the stupidest decisions I've ever seen. First of all, it's a habit. It's no different than smoking, drinking, doing drugs. It's a bad habit. I don't think anyone here encourages you guys to go out drinking and getting smashed on a Friday or Saturday night or at a ball game. So he throws out there, and then NCAA, you know, probably something to do with what's happening in the NBA, said they are delaying the implementation of their rule allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports.
The Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, also released a statement, and he's got a lot of sway. I want to say he might be a part of the board that votes to approve these things.
Okay.
So, yeah, Greg Sankey's kind of bullying the NCAA into not accepting this. And
don't you think they should not accept this?
It's a common sense thing. It just there doesn't seem to be reason to cross those two streams. You're just inviting bad things to happen. And we saw earlier this year, John Mateer may or may not have gambled on college football, right?
Right.
So, and last year, Iowa and Iowa State had a bunch of players busted because they found their DraftKings accounts. Like, the genie's out of the bottle. You're not going to put it back in, but you can at least slow the release, because it just doesn't seem right to allow students. What would you have done when you were 20 with these, you know, this opportunity in front
sure.
of you?
I would have
stupid
gambled
stuff.
One.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I would have been, and I'm just saying, being allowed to bet on pro games is different, right? Where's the problem here? What effect do they have on the pro games?
I just think that the two are
they can't control an outcome.
Don't you think
games.
You're making a big assumption that that's where it stops?
Yeah.
I think that's the Pittsburgh coach's point.
I understand that.
NFL and college are so intrinsically linked too. It's like I don't know. That's like allowing like G League players to gamble on NBA games. I just think that it's too close of a connection in my mind.
Okay, I can see how. Hey, that guy just went to the league this year. I was his teammate last year.
Yeah.
We're still connected. He just told
me. You
can
get
he's
a little
injured.
Bit of insider information.
He's dealing with a little bit there.
Yeah.
I can understand that. That's the connection I was looking for, and that's what I was. Otherwise, let the kids play. I mean, how else are they going to eat? NIL money, Kevin. That's the answer.
That's true.
I am glad they opened up NIL. I know a lot of people are upset. It didn't have to be this way, but the rules that used to be in place were ridiculous.
Yes.
For players that were making so much money for the NCAA. All right, Carter, before we transition over to anything else, is there anything else you wanted to run through for the upcoming weekend? Is Oklahoma-Tennessee an elimination game?
For a playoff spot, yeah. Because the loser would have...
Three losses, right?
Yeah, the loser would have three. Who's Tennessee? They lost to Georgia.
They have two losses.
And they lost. Who else did they lose to? Okay, but they have two losses. So, yeah, I think at 9-3, looking at those teams, you know, with Oklahoma, if they lose this game, they still have Alabama. But then it's like Missouri, who lost their quarterback, and then LSU, who doesn't have a full-time head coach. So maybe the end of their schedule doesn't look as strong as it might have. So, yeah, I think it is. The SEC could get as many as five teams in the playoff. I think that's a very real possibility.
Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, and the winner of this?
The winner of this game, I mean, look, if Texas wins out, they're going to have one conference loss.
Yeah.
And their only losses would be at the beginning of the season into Florida. And they would have gone on a hot streak to end the season. So I don't think you can completely rule them out either. But yeah, whoever loses this game is totally out. And I hate it because I'm an OU grad, but this offense, OU hasn't scored more than 25 points or 26 points in an SEC game since they joined the conference. And I just don't think they're going to score that much on the road, even against a Tennessee team that's defense is much, much worse than it was last year.
Right. Well, we appreciate the insight, college football at all times. Where can people listen to you this weekend?
Fan University.
Or see you.
Yes, you can come out and see us, Fan University, 9-1. We will be at the Jake's Burgers off of Greenville Avenue.
You're kidding me, Corey.
I don't come on the radio and lie.
This is awesome.
What's more shocking, that or that the Missouri quarterback isn't going to be out for like 14 years?
That was my story for C Block, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking. It wasn't. The Missouri thing.
Thanks,
but
because
I mean, I understand why they're sending Carter to Jake's. It's a fantastic place.
So 9-1 this Saturday. And we are efforting, I believe tomorrow morning, we will talk to Mike Elko, Texas A&M head coach.
So yes.
Assuming that goes through, you'll be able to hear him with us on Saturday.
I like it.
Ask a question for Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, what do you want me to ask? I'm going to ask my dad, too, because he went to A&M.
What can he? What would he say to longtime A&M fans who are just worried that the carpet is just going to get pulled out from under them in a more hilarious fashion than usual?
Should I use the phrase battered Aggie syndrome?
Yes.
Because that's the one I see online all the time.
Yes.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.